I want to thank everyone who participated in this entire conference today. As we do close out, I would like to welcome back Dr. Michael Palmer and Catherine Austin Fitz. Dr. Palmer, as we conclude today, are there any final thoughts or messages that you want to share with the viewers right now and also provide them with some understanding as to what is to take place tomorrow? Because this is just the first day of the conference. It will continue tomorrow, and we will get into discussions regarding vaccines, the media, and psychology.
Did you talk to anybody in particular? Sorry.
Michael, you're on. You're live.
Okay, good. Right. I was admitted only after Taylor actually had addressed me.
Okay,
so I will just simply start with the wrap up. So as Sucharit pointed out, right, this pandemic is false, and it is basically all about instilling fear, right? Everybody is driven into fear. The populace has been driven into a panic, okay? And in order to promote this, an artificial virus was created, but it appears to have underperformed. I believe indeed that the virus was intended to be more lethal than it was, but the criminals who run this show didn't miss a beat and just simply compensated for the lack of actual lethality with lots of propaganda. And in order to promote general fear and in order to maintain the appearance of an actual pandemic, they created fraudulent tests widely deployed on people that should never have been tested because they were not sick in the first place, and other tricks in order to further goose these numbers. Okay, now, in order also further to promulgate this fraud, right, the entire medical literature has been hijacked. We saw examples of papers that were scientifically sound, but which were initially even published and then retracted, even so there was no factual basis for any such retraction. And we see that disasters such as the apparently up to 55,000 fatalities after vaccination that have occurred in the United States alone, according to the latest numbers announced by Americans frontline doctors, these will never make it into the official literature. They are simply kept out of the official record altogether, which means that the medical scientific literature is no more credible than the Pravda of your or than the People's Daily, right? You can really forget about the entire medical literature. Physicians who were not willing to go along with this, who questioned the official narratives, they tried to raise the alarm about the toxicity of vaccinations and so on. They were intimidated, bullied, sanctioned, and if need be, terminated. If they refuse to go along, they are terminated, right? So we have these toxic vaccinations, right? The signal, the record of damage is now really indisputable, and I think we will talk about this more tomorrow. And at the same time, the efficacy is really not proven at all. In fact, it is disproven. These vaccines are proven to be ineffective and toxic, and they are still being forced onto the population. So this can really be nothing else but just an act of enforced, a demanded and enforced act of submission. But people are requested to get this vaccination in order to show that they have given up. This is either they show that they have either bought into the narrative, that they have been completely gaslighted, or otherwise that they have given up. Either way, they submit. This is a test of submission. And with that, I would actually like to hand it over to those people who have told us more about the political and economical motives behind this medical fraud. Who is going to go next with that?
Thank you, Dr. Palmer. That is correct. Today, we did hear from several leading experts in economics and finance describing to us exactly how these lockdowns will impact our economy and finances in the future, as well as how this indicates that there is perhaps an agenda or perhaps a need or desire to get our system or transform our system to a digital currency. And I would like to hand it over to Catherine Austin Fitz to wrap this up for us. And I want to thank everybody for joining us today. We will be returning tomorrow. We will be discussing vaccine psychology as well as the media's role in all of this. So, Catherine, I'll hand it to you.
So I just have to say one of the reasons I love participating in Doctors for COVID Ethics is once a week, I get to hear Dr. Palmer's wrap up. And as you can see, it's brilliant and succinct. So What I will say is that health policy is being manipulated to implement a global change in control of the governance and the management system in a way that I think most of us participating in this discussion don't want to see. And that means it comes down to every one of us, both in how we manage our health and how we interact with the health system, and in our pocketbook and our money, how we interact with the financial system. Everything we can do to change and in our day-to-day lives start to send it in a different direction, because the secret that we've been discussing here is there's no reason it has to go this way. And in fact, I used to have a friend who ran for governor of Tennessee, and he said, you know, you think a snowflake is very weak and powerless until you realize enough of them can get together and shut down New York City. So what I would say to you is that if each one of us in our daily lives, in our time, with our attention, with our money, if we shift our money away from supporting the kinds of things that we're watching now, which are so frightening and disturbing, and start to shift our money into people of integrity and institutions of integrity. I had one doctor the other day say, you know, I'm ready to build a whole new world. I said, let's get going. So I think if enough of us make a change, there's a lot that can be done. And I would really recommend everybody check into the Doctors for COVID Ethics website, because you'll get some good sort of scientific information and ideas on what that group is doing. So with that, I want to thank everyone for a wonderful first day, and please join us tomorrow. We have a lot more. We're going to start off, Terrell, I don't know if you remember this, with the propaganda matrix. We'll be talking about propaganda.
Absolutely, which has been obviously a big part of this in establishing and instilling fear in the public. So we will get into that with many other media figures who have been covering this entire crisis since day one. So I look forward to speaking with them about that, as well as discussing the COVID-19 vaccines. And hopefully this will be a useful tool of information that you can share with your friends and your family and those that you care about. So again, I want to thank everybody who participated today. Those who are watching right now, do not forget that we will be returning tomorrow afternoon at 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You won't want to miss that. And thank you guys for watching.
Thanks.
Thank you.